Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining our Sunday morning Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer Shir. We are holding in Eben HaEzer Simen Dalid. We are towards the end of Simen Dalid. Today we are in Sif Chavav. Hopefully we'll get to Chav Zayin as well. And we're going to be talking about Mamzerus, but a very specific question or two. The question we're going to talk about today is a single girl who's found to be pregnant. And there are different claims in terms of who she claims is the father and who this gentleman claims he is the father, he isn't the father. And that's the discussion. We're going to go straight. We saw some of the background information last week, and now we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch itself inside. Thank you, Mr. Bergman, for sponsoring. We mentioned your sponsorship a few minutes ago before the shir. So, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet Siv Chafav, Penuya Shunis Abra V'yod. You have a single girl who's pregnant. So what happens if she's not around to ask who the father is? Im Eina Lefaneinu Lebodka, O Shishota, O Ilemes, she's mute. She can't tell her who impregnated her. She's a Shota. I actually did a little bit of research. There were two court cases. A very terrible case that happened about a year ago in Arizona, where a woman in a coma was impregnated in a healthcare facility, in a nursing home, a care facility. And that was not the first case. In 1996, in Rochester, there was another case, exactly the same case. A woman in a coma who was found to be pregnant. And the question is, what is the status of this baby when we don't know who the father is? We know the mother. So what's the status of this baby? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Va'afilim omeres shel plonihu. Even if she identifies the father of her baby is so-and-so, and we know that so-and-so is indeed a mamzer, so let's think for a second. We have no clue who the father is. The mother, we know who the mother is, we know who's giving birth, and she even says the father is so-and-so who's a mamzer. Guess what? We will not consider the kid a mamzer. Ein zehavlad ela safek. Why? Why? She said, this is the mother telling us who the father of the baby is. She says that I'm pregnant from this guy who's a mamzer. So shouldn't the kid be a mamzer? Why is the kid only a suffix? Says the Shulchan Aruch, even if this guy who she accuses of being the father is also says, yes, I'm the father. So now you have a mother saying, a single girl, who's a mother saying, John the mamzer's the guy who's the father of this baby. John the mamzer says, yes, I'm the father of this baby. So everyone's saying that John the mamzer is the father of the baby. So shouldn't the baby be a mamzer? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, it's only a suffix. Why is it only a suffix? She's a single girl, right? Kishem shezinsa imzeh. Just like she was mezana with John the mamzer, we are choshesh, we recognize the possibility. Maybe she was mezana with somebody else for the same price. Once she is not somebody who is a tzniyistic person who wouldn't be involved in such things, so once she's involved with one person, maybe she's involved with somebody else as well. And therefore, even though she identifies her son as a mamzer, she identifies the father as a mamzer, and even though this guy says, yes, I am the father, we will not consider the baby to be a vade mamzer. The baby is only a suffix mamzer. And we know that if he's a suffix mamzer, is he allowed to marry a real mamzer? No. He's only a suffix mamzer. He can't marry a real mamzer. Okay. Now, let's take the same scenario and change the claims a little bit. Let's say the mother says, I'm a single woman. I became pregnant from John. Yankel, not John. Yankel. Yankel, who's not a mamzer, he's a regular kosher. And Yankel says, yeah, I'm the father. So do we have to be worried that maybe there's some other man, that some other unidentified man who's a mamzer? No. Vim osa ploni hu kasher. If the guy that she identifies as the father of her baby is himself a kasher, then havlad kasher. Then the vlad will be kasher. Mikol makom. Let's say she says, oh, this guy made me pregnant, he's the father. So now, when that fellow, let's say she says like this, she says, a girl becomes pregnant. She's a smart woman. Listen to this. Listen to what she's going to say. She becomes pregnant with a baby. She's single. she says, the father of my baby is Bill Gates, or Warren Buffett, or Elon Musk. So now she identified the father as a very wealthy man. So she identifies the father of her baby. Remember, she's a single girl. We don't know who the father is. She lives by herself. She becomes pregnant, she gives birth. Now that she says the father of this man is some fabulously wealthy guy, could this baby, Yarshin, that father? Warren Buffett, is it not a youngster? Warren Buffett dies? Could this kid, Yarshin Warren Buffett? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. If she just identifies this baby as so-and-so's son, it's true, we won't consider him a mamzer, we'll assume maybe it's his son, so he's not, we don't have to be worried as a mamzer. Mikomakom enono machzikno so bivno vadai liyorsho. We don't definitively believe her completely that to the extent that this child could even yarshin that man, unless he agrees. But if you have a single woman say, this is the father, and that gentleman says, yes, I am the father, so both the mother identifies this man, and the alleged father says, yes, I am the father, then there would be a Yerusha. This child, again, who's born from a single mother, his parents aren't married, then the child would Yarshin. Okay. That's correct. The other brother, if the single mother says that so-and-so is the father of my baby, and this man, who's a rich guy, has lots of kids, says, yes, I am the father of that single woman's baby. Since both the mother identified this baby and the father himself identified that this is my child, then that child will be able to yarshin, even if the other brothers say, no, he's not really, our father isn't really the father. The father said he was. So this child will be able to collect from that Yerusha. No, the father has a right to give a gift while he's alive to a stranger. Once he's dead, he doesn't have the right to give anything to anybody. The only thing that happens once he's dead is Hilchas Yerusha is set into play and unroll however Hilchas Yerusha unroll. Oh, you can't, if he set a will, then even that's a complicated sugya. That's the idea why you need to set up a halachic will, because you can't really, according to the mainstream halacha, you can't just write a will that says, I want to give, $10,000 to my nephew and to my cousins and to my, you can't even say, I want to give $10,000 to my daughters, right? Even to do that, you need a complicated halachic, not complicated, but you need a halachic will to maneuver how that could work. You can't just say, I want to give a part of your Yerusha. Once you're dead, you can't give anything away. As long as you're alive, you can give whatever you want to anyone who you want. You could give it to your dog as long as you're alive. Once you're dead, you can't put in your will that I want money to go to my dog. You could only children who are boys, who are your children, who would yarshin you, could collect from an inheritance. You can't direct an inheritance to anybody else, unless you have something called a halachic will, which works through a different mechanism. But Hilchas Yerusha can't go to other people who are not yarshim. First of all, is an Ein Neman to mess somebody up? She's messing up her son, isn't she? So it's Chav L'Achrini. Right? So I don't know if an Ein Echad would be Neman to mess somebody up. It does work enough to make him into a mamzer, because she is, remember, this baby is one day old. We have no idea who the father is. She says, the father of this baby is a mamzer. So she could be believed as much as making him raising the possibility that the child is a son of a mamzer, but only as a suffix, not a vadeh mamzer. Why? Because again, we have this svara that the Shulchan Aruch tells us, k'shem shezinsa imzeh, maybe she was just like she was mezana with this guy who's a mamzer, maybe she's mezana with five other guys who aren't mamzerim. So it's only going to be a suffix. Fine. Interestingly enough, let's say it's not just that a single girl got pregnant. Let's say there's a single girl who has had a steady boyfriend for 5 years, and she becomes pregnant. And she says, it's from this guy that I moved in with, this boyfriend that I have for 5 years, he's the father. Says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu haysa miyuchedes lo, eina ne'emenes olav. She's still not ne'eman with 100% veracity, with 100% certainty to identify that this man, this boyfriend of hers, this guy who she moved in with, is the father. Because again, once she's living this kind of lifestyle, we will apply the svara of kishem shezinsa imzeh, meaning her boyfriend, the guy she's moved in with, once she lives this kind of lifestyle, anything's possible. Maybe there's some other man. So she can't definitively identify this baby as being the son of John the Mamzer. Even if John the Mamzer is her boyfriend for the past 5 years who she lives with. Because just like she lives with John the Mamzer, maybe on weekends she goes out and spends time with some other guy who's not a Mamzer. And therefore, you can't definitively be so made that the child will be the son of this mamzer. However, we will listen to her a little bit. We'll listen to her. If she identifies her son as the son of a mamzer, it's at least a safek. And furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, aval choshesh in ledvareha, v'aser bekrovos oso ploni. If she says, my baby is the son of John the mamzer is the father of my baby. So, it will make a safek. The baby will be a safek mamzer. And also, A will not be able to marry John the Mamzer's family members, Krovim. Out of uncertainty, out of doubt, but out of a suffix de'oraisa, we will avoid this child marrying any of, if John the Mamzer happens to have a daughter or a sister, we won't allow this baby to marry those women. Now, everything that we said now in the Shulchan Aruch comes to Rama, and says, what we're talking here, that we don't listen to her fully, and we're choshish that maybe she was with somebody else, even though she says this is the father, maybe there's another father involved who she's not identifying. Says the Rama, davka pnuya. This is only true if she's a pnuya. If she's a single woman, then we'll say, just like you were with this guy that you're claiming, maybe you also were with another guy. Ava, but let's say she's a married woman. And she says that the father of my baby is not my husband. It's John the Mamzer, right? Her name is Mrs. Finkelstein. Mrs. Finkelstein is married to Mr. Finkelstein, nice upstanding Jew. Mrs. Finkelstein is not such a nice upstanding Jewish girl. And she says, my name is Mrs. Finkelstein, but the father of my baby is not Mr. Finkelstein. It's John the Mamzer. Avalim Zimsa, says the Shulchan Aruch, says Rama. Avalim Zimsa, tachas habal. If she was Mizana while she's married, she's Mrs. Finkelstein, and she was Mizana and Afilo Me'er Shoploniu, of whom Mamzer? That the father of my baby is John the Mamzer. He's the father of my baby, not Mr. Finkelstein. Guess what? We don't listen to her at all. We don't even make the kid a Safek Mamzer. Ein Choshesh in Ledvareha. Why? The Tolin Rov Be'ilo Seha Be'ba'al V'kosher. And listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch is going to pass in a wild akula. She says, Mrs. Finkelstein says, the father of this baby, she gives birth and she says, Mr. Finkelstein is not the father. John the Mamzer is the father of this baby. Not only is that baby going to be a kosher entirely, not a mamzer whatsoever. Umutter, look at the last five words. Umutter bekrove oso ploni she'omeres alav. This baby can even marry the sister of John the Mamzer, the mother of John the Mamzer, the daughter of John the Mamzer. Why? Let's not say the daughter because it might be a Mamzer. The sister of John the Mamzer, the mother of John the Mamzer, the mother-in-law of John the Mamzer. Why? Because we don't believe her an iota. Why don't we believe her an iota? A married woman, we will follow the Rov. Rov biloseha achar haba'al, and therefore we assume that the father of any baby a married woman has, if there's a woman who's married, whatever she says, and I don't care what she says, we will always assume that the father of her baby will be her husband. She says otherwise, sorry, we don't believe you. We don't believe you bivados. If you're not even believed when she says that the father of my baby is so-and-so, we don't even have a suffix. We don't even identify, we don't even accept it an iota of ma'amanas to her. We found the Rov Bilo Sachar Bal is so strong that it identifies this child as being hers, even though she explicitly states that somebody else is the father of her child. So much more that even if she identifies the father of the child as a mamzer, the kid is not a mamzer, bivadai, and that child is going to be allowed to marry the krovim of that person who she suggests was the father. Let's rephrase that. Genetic testing, the Beis Din won't want to pursue it, but it probably would be believed in a halacha. Halacha would probably accept it, but the Beis Din would never want to go that route because it opens up Pandora's boxes. That's a great question. So let's say it more specific. Let's say the baby, they did a DNA test, and they found that the baby is indeed the child of John the Mamzer. Again, most bases would never do this because they don't want to get into trouble and mess up families. But if they did do a DNA test, halacha does recognize DNA tests, and I assume then we know that the baby is the child of John the Mamzer, and the baby will be a Mamzer. The baby will not be allowed to marry the relatives of John the Mamzer. And, you know, again, rov bilosaha achra baal. But if you know bevadai, if there were edim, for example, I don't know how you have this edus, but a complicated, whatever, you have an edim that this, the father of this child is John the Mamzer. So we know, you don't follow rov if you know the answer. So if you had, fine, yeah, that is correct. If Mr. Finkelstein has been in jail in solitary confinement for the past 2 years, then we're not going to say Rov Bilaseh Acharabal, right? Or if Mr. Finkelstein is physically unable, medically. Yeah, he's a Saris, yeah. So he won't say, regarding her children, Rov Bilaseh Acharabal. Because it's not, you know, yeah, that's correct. So I don't think we're trying to deny science here. We're just saying that leaving science out of it, if it's just a matter of her claims, we won't believe her. Or she might be mistaken, and therefore, if she's married, we'll assume the children of any woman, the yisod that we see from the Shulchan Aruch is when you have a married woman, any child that she has while she's married, Torah will assume, halacha will assume, barring any, again, logistical details, medical, scientific details, normal assumptions would be that any child born while she's a married woman is to her husband. So much so that even if she says somebody else is the father and he's a mamzer, nope, we don't believe. Even if she says somebody else is the father and the baby shouldn't marry the relatives of this man, nope, we don't believe that either. Okay. Now, we're going to have a very cute, I mean, it's not really cute, it's really a little bit sad, but a very interesting application that the Noda Behuda raises about this halacha. The story goes like this. Noda Behuda is asked about a single girl. Again, we were just finished speaking about, just in the past minute or two, about a married woman. But a single girl, we said earlier, that a single girl, if she identifies a man as the father, then that is enough. If he's a mamzer, it's enough to make a suffix on this baby. A suffix because, you know, maybe she was mazana with this guy, the mamzer, maybe she was mazana with somebody else. She's a mazana type of girl. She's a single girl who's pregnant, so clearly she is not so... You know, she gets around, so maybe she was mazana with her mamzer, maybe there's another man, so it's a suffix. Now, but if the father also agrees, if she says it's John the mamzer, and the father also agrees, then, one second, right, even if the father agrees, even if John the mamzer says, I'm the father, we still don't believe them. However, we said earlier that if she says it's John the... Not a mamzer. John, Yankel, whoever it is, John is the father. And John acknowledges, yes, I am the father. Then the Vlad is kosher. Ask the Noda Behuda the following shayla. Or he was asked the following shayla. A single girl is pregnant. And she says, you know who the father of my baby is? John Levy. John Levy, and John Levy is a Levy. John Levy is terribly offended, very embarrassed. He said, absolutely not, I'm not the father. What's the question? The question is, this boy grows up, could he wash the hands of the Kohanim? Is he a Levy? She identifies her son as the son of John Levy, an upstanding, now a little less upstanding, Levi in the community. So could this baby wash the hands of the Kohanim? Is he gonna get Levi in shul? His mother at birth, his single mother at birth, identified him as the son of, you know, John Levi. Uh-huh. Okay, the case that you're describing, again, I don't need to know the name, but the case that you're describing is where the mother identified the father as a Levi, and the father also, I assume, identified that he's the father and he's a Levi. Here, you're going to see three words, two words. This case that we have, the Nodav Yehuda was asked, was V'hu Chisha. John Levi denies it. John Levi denies it. So now we have an argument between the mother of the baby, who says John Levy's the father, and John Levi, who says, I'm not the father. Then, what are we going to say? Is this child going to be able to wash the hands of the Kohanim? Says the Nodav Yehuda, he says, of course he can't. Milta depshita, shemochem biyada. Because what is the, when we say that the mother, you know, identified her son, when a mother says, identifies her son, we said in the Shulchan Aruch, right, that if, you know, a mother could say, my son is kosher, and we'll assume he's kosher, that's only to identify him as kosher, not to say definitively who the father is. Look what the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Nodav Yehuda says. Even if the John Levi would say, yes, I spent some time with this woman, but I don't know if I'm the father of this baby. I feel how if he doesn't acknowledge that I am the father of this baby, based on the timing of the birth of 9 months or whatever, and she also has a reputation of being, you know, around, she gets around. Certainly, certainly when the father, when John Levi is machish and says, no, I'm not. So here the Rabbi Yehuda says, if John Levi would say, I have nothing to do with this woman, I'm definitely not the father of her baby, and she says, yeah, you're the father of my baby, so the kid cannot be treated as a Levi. If both the single mother and John Levi would agree that he is the father, then yes, he's the father, there's no question about it, and we would accept him as a Levi. Now keep in mind, even when both the father, the mother, and the alleged suitor, the alleged father, say, "I, John the Mamzer, am the father," even then it wouldn't make it a Mavade Mamzer. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch says, she says John the Mamzer is the father, and John the Mamzer says, "I am the father." Will the kid be a Mamzer? Shulchan Aruch said, "No, the kid will only be a Suffolk." As you look at the screen. Afilu moda osa ploni shnivalalo. Even though that John the Mamzer acknowledges, yes, I might be the father. I was with this woman. Why? Because we have the svara, shekem shezinse imze kach zinse im acher, and we worry that even though he definitely was with her, with his mother, but maybe she was also with others and she was mizan with other people, and therefore the kid will only be a suffik mamzer. That's the end of this seif. And that's the end of our discussion of what happens if a single woman becomes pregnant and identifies their father as a mamzer. Will it could be a mamzer or not? Now, we're going to go to the next sif, which is sif chavtes. Sif chavtes will address a different point. We'll address what happens if a married woman, we mentioned this a few minutes ago in the Ramah, and we're going to develop it a little bit. What happens if a married woman claims that my baby is not really from my husband, I had an affair, and the baby is from my affair? Now, if the baby is from her affair, what does that mean? That means, by definition, even if the guy that she had the affair with is not a mamzer, he's a regular nice Jewish boy, or not so nice Jewish boy, the very fact that she's a married woman and having a baby with a different man, not her husband, by definition, it means that the kid's going to be a mamzer, right? Because a mamzer is somebody who's born from Eishes Ish. If she is an Eishes Ish and she has a child with somebody else, a different man, obviously that by definition means the baby is going to be a mamzer. That's what a mamzer is. A married woman living with a different man, the child is a mamzer. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Eishes Ish, she'omeres al ha'ubar. She has a baby, a married woman, Mrs. So-and-so, Mrs. Friedman, goes to the hospital and gives birth. After she gives birth, they ask, okay, who's the father of Mrs. Friedman? And we assume that your husband, Mr. Friedman, is the father. She says, no, it's John the Mamzer. Or John, I don't know, any John. It's not, right, forget the word, she doesn't identify the baby, the Boel, as John the Mamzer. Because anybody who she'll have, anybody with whom she'll be with other than her husband will make the kid a Mamzer. So she says, no, it wasn't my husband, it wasn't Mr. Friedman, it was John. John's the father, not Mr. Friedman, not my husband. Guess what? She's not believed. Eina ne'emenes leposlo. She's not believed to passel her son, her child. Why not? Because we saw before that Rov Bila Zachar Abal. And she's not going to be believed. What's that? Very good. Maybe she's not believed because she's by saying that somebody else is the father, that I'm a married woman and somebody besides my husband being the father is making me into a Rasha, that also would be a reason not to believe her. Okay, good. And she's going to make her son into a mamzer, but there's no one else to identify that the son is. So that's true. Yes, what you're saying is correct. Now, let's say, okay, we're going to skip. The Ramah talks about a case of what happens if she's only not married to a man. She's only an arusa. So she's not really living with her husband yet. They have erusin. In the olden days, they used to have a gap between the erusin and when they would actually, the husband and wife would move in together. We don't have that, so I'm going to skip it. Aval. So let's go here. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a husband and wife are married. Wife is pregnant. Wife gives birth. And the man stands up and says, I am not the father of this baby. I know, I'm not the father of this baby. If that's the case, she's a married woman, and the husband is not the father, guess what? This baby is by definition a mamzer, right? Aval says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'av she'omer al ha'ubar she'enu mimenu. My wife is pregnant, it's not me. It's not me, I know it's not me. Or, his wife's not pregnant, she already had some kids. And he identifies one of the kids as, not my kid. O al echa mibanav she'enu b'no. Says the Shulchan Aruch, based on a Gemara, Ne'eman leposlo. The father is believed to passel his son, v'hu mamzer vadai. And when the father identifies his son as being not from himself, but freed from another man, that son will automatically become a mamzer, not just a suffix mamzer, a mamzer vadai. Why? Because the Gemara tells us there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Kies beno ben habachor yakir. Yakir means the father identifies who the son is, and this is a koach that is granted by the Torah specifically to the father to identify the identity of his son. And if he said, my son's a mamzer, his son's a mamzer. That's the Torah's gift, not a gift, that's the power that the Torah grants to a father. So you have a married man, and one his wife gets pregnant, and the married man says, sorry, this isn't from me. Or one of his kids, the father says, you know, my third kid, the one with red hair, and I don't have red hair, that kid is not from me. That kid is a mamzer. Yes. There will be a time factor here. I think the Ramah will say that in a few lines. We'll get there. Yes, the Ramah will say, let me jump right here. I'll jump to tell. Right. Right. Yeah. But Dr. Marin, the Ramah says, this. I will jump a few lines ahead to the Ramah because he's directly addressing your question. says that, asks Rama, what happens if the father acted that this as though this guy is his son his whole life, and then at a certain point, he changed his tune and says, oh, by the way, this kid isn't my son. Meaning he was first machzik, this child, you know, his wife gave birth. And the father had a nice, they had a beautiful Shalom Zachar, and the father gave a Dvar Torah, and the father paid for a bris, and the father sent him to yeshiva for 2-3 years. And after, you know, when the price for tuition, the tuition increased, and he wasn't able to pay, the day school tuitions, or he lost his job or something, he says, all of a sudden, you know what? This kid isn't my kid. I can't afford tuition for him. You know what? He's not my son. I was nice until now. I paid tuitions until now. Now that the tuition jumped, 30% in a year, he's not my kid. The Torah says a father can identify the identity of his son. To say it's not mine, it is mine, it's not mine. So should we listen to him? And remember, if we listen to him, he's not going to have to pay tuitions anymore. Says the Rama, that's your question. V'hod av ne'man al p'no, hainu davka shelo hayolo chezkas kashas al p'yav. That's only if there was never, the father never accepted him. Aval havali chezkas kashas al p'yav. If this child was accepted as a child, as a kasher, from his own, that it's his own child. The father made the bris. The father spoke beautifully at the Shalom Zachar and never said, anything to question the parenthood, the fatherhood, the paternity of who his child is, then the father can't change his tune later. Shuv ha'av eino ne'eman alav. The father won't be able to change his tune later. Unless there are edim, that might be different, but a father can't, we can't assume that the father was the father, and then all of a sudden at some later date, the kid wants to pay for something expensive, the day before he has to pay the bill to the caterer for making a wedding, and the father, freaks out, say, oh my gosh, $50,000, I'm not paying, I don't have $50,000 to pay the caterer. You know what, this isn't my kid. Okay, just gets off scot-free from a $50,000 bill. The pay caterer is going to have to collect from somebody else. He is not acting as an Eid Echad. He is acting with a special Gzeres HaKasev that the Torah granted him called Yakir. Kiyas ben HaBechor Yakir. The Torah says that the father can Yakir, the identity of this child, and therefore it has nothing to do with, it's not going through the conduit, it's not working through the mechanism of Eid Echad, it's working through a mechanism of Gzeres HaKasev that the Torah grants the Ne'emanus of the identity of his child to the father. Good question. If he says that somebody else is the father, so if she was raped, he doesn't have to divorce her. And he just says, it's not my son. He doesn't know how his wife got this baby. Maybe she was raped. You're right. If she intentionally, willingly, mala, bomal, as the Torah says, and went to, some other guy to father a child, then you're right. He would have to divorce his wife, but she was raped. She doesn't have to get divorced. Yeah, that's complicated. Yeah, if he's a Kohen, you're right. That could be complicated. Okay. Let's just go over this point one more time because we're going to build on it for a moment. If the father says about his child, it's not my child. This fetus, my wife is pregnant, I'm not the father of this pregnancy. He's believed 100%, even so far as to make this child, either unborn or born, into a mamzer. However, let's say, like Mr. Bergman pointed out, he keeps his mouth quiet for many years. He just says quiet. Anyone asks him, is this your son? He keeps his mouth quiet. Finally, his son, Baruch Hashem, has a child of his own. And now this father is a grandfather. He never said that the son is his. He never said the son is not his. He just kept quiet about it. Now that his son is now a father, meaning this man under question is not only a father of a baby, but he's a grandfather. Could the grandfather say that his son is not really his son and therefore a mamzer? In other words, when the Torah gives the permission to a man to identify his son as a mamzer, does it extend even to identify his son as a mamzer if it will affect the next generation? If a man says, my son is a mamzer, okay, we believe the father that the son is a mamzer. But let his son already has children. So if the father will say, my son is a mamzer, he's effectively saying, my son is a mamzer, and of course his children will be mamzerim. That, the Rama concludes, the Shulchan Aruch says, im yesh banim laben, eino ne'eman af al haben. Then the father's gift, that the Torah, power I should say, the Torah only gave the father power to identify his son as a mamzer, not to identify his grandson as a mamzer. So of course, if you identify your son as a mamzer, he's a baby now, 20 years from now, 25 years from now, when he has children, the children will also be mamzerim. If their father's a mamzer, their children will be mamzerim. But you only identified your son as a mamzer. But if your son already has children, and then you identify your son as a mamzer, so you're right now identifying not only your son, but also your grandchildren who are already alive as mamzerim, that much you can't have. That power you don't have. The Torah never granted you that much power in identifying not only your son, but even your grandson as a mamzer. Fine. So again, that's why I try to, you know, avoid your question by saying the father never clearly identified that it is his son or that it's not his son. He sort of stayed pyre of all these years. But you're right. If the father clearly identified himself as the father, he can't change his tune later. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, so the Gemara, it's a libid from the Gemara. The Gemara makes this libid, but your ha'ara, that maybe the father's only believed not to identify that he's the father, but just to identify who's the eldest, one of the Rishonim does say that, that the father could say it's my son only once he says that this is the eldest, as the Torah says explicitly, ki es ben ha'bechor yakir, laseis lo pishnayim. Once you identify who's the eldest, then you could identify, obviously, he's your son. But there is a Rishon who says, like you, that the father's ne'emanus to identify his son is only in the context of telling us who the Bechor is. But the Gemara, again, we didn't see the Gemara inside, but the Gemara says explicitly, so I think the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan says that a father could tell us that his son is a mamzer based on this pasuk of Yakir, and you're saying that, oh, maybe Yakir only means to identify who's the eldest, not whether the kid's a mamzer. But Rov Rishonim, except for one, do assume that the father, just like he could identify who the eldest of his children are, he could also identify that his child is or isn't his child. Rama mentions the Chazaka. Yeah, a rich guy is getting really old and has a big Yerusha coming up, and a boy walks in and says, "Ah, I'm your long lost son." So the father could say, "No, you're not." Yeah, okay, let's leave that aside. Ksuvah's, we're not up to Ksuvah yet. We're only in Sif Dalu. Ksuvah's like Sif Samach. That'll take us, you know, Be'ez Hashem, about 35 years. Okay, one more line that Shulchan Aruch says. Let me point out something that we really didn't raise. Remember, you have a married woman. So if she, and she's pregnant. If she's pregnant to somebody other than her husband, then the kid's a mamzer, right? Except what? Except if she's pregnant to some other guy who is not Jewish. Oh. Let's say you have a married woman, Mrs. Finkelstein. Mrs. Finkelstein says, I'm pregnant not to my husband, but to, not Yankel, but to Christopher. I don't want to offend anybody who has an English name that I said. Just stick to Christopher. I hope none of you are named Christopher. Right? So this married woman says, I am pregnant with Christopher. Is the kid a mamzer? No, no, no. The kid is only a mamzer if the father's Jewish. If a married woman lives with another Jewish man and has a child from that union, then the kid will be a mamzer. If the woman has a child from a Gentile, the baby will not be a mamzer. V'imhio, look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'imhio meres me ove kochavim, o me even is abarti. Havlad kosher. The Vlad will be absolutely kosher. She'ein habal yachal lahachish b'seh. Let's say the husband says, no, this baby is from somebody else. Who are you? You don't know. You don't know who the father of the baby is. Let's say the father says, no, the baby is from me. How do you know? You don't know who your wife was with, you know, before or after. And therefore, if a woman claims that a Gentile is the father of my baby, she'll be believed. Because anyway, the kid's not a mamzer. So she'll actually be believed, and the Vlad will be a kosher. I don't know if she'll be believed entirely, but she'll at least be believed that the kid's not a mamzer. One second. I'm going to skip this. I'm going to skip that piece. Let's go to the next point. So this was we saw already the point that Dr. Marin raised, that if the father has been assuming, or it's been assumed that the father is indeed the father, he can't later in his life change the tune. Remember, you have to realize that there is very much reason for a person to say, it's not my son, because he doesn't want to have to make child payments. Now, this happens all the time in, Baruch Hashem, not so much in our community, but in other communities where women become pregnant and they accuse somebody of impregnating them. It's always, with the sports players, this happens. Some woman becomes pregnant and says, this NBA player, this NFL player, impregnated her. Now I want to get child support of like $5 million a year because he's earning $50 million a year. So the players always deny, no, I'm not. So they'll do paternity tests. That's what happens in the secular world. What's the motivation to say I'm not the father? Isn't it nice to be a father? The motivation to say I'm not the father is, on one hand, so that the man could save his image by not being considered a mizane. But B, the man could, by saying I'm not the father, could get himself out of child support. So it is in the man's best interests, again, for somebody might be for a dishonest man, to say I'm not the father. So we saw that once the father already indicated that I am the father, he can't later on change his tune and say I'm not the father. Comes the Ramban, continues, Ha'av she'amar al b'no shu mamzer. Let's say the opposite. Let's say the baby was born and the father says, this kid is a mamzer. He's not my kid. I'm not the father. Okay, so we believe him, right? We believe him. The Torah says, Yakir. The father is granted the authority, the power to identify his child as being his or not his. It's not his. Your wife is married, and it's not your kid. Obviously, this boy is a mamzer. This girl is a mamzeres. Later on, he says, you know what? I only said that because I was having a bad year in business. A few years later, his business turns around. He bought Tesla, and Tesla doubles in 12 months. And he or his son has money and could afford to pay tuition. Now he says, V'chaza, chakach, v'nosan, amasla, dvarv. He gave an excuse, an amasla. Right? An amasla is an excuse why you said something. That I didn't really mean it when I said it. When I said he was a mamzer, it's because I couldn't afford to pay for another tuition. But now that I have the money, believe me that he's not a mamzer. So are we going to believe this father? Again, what happened? Married woman. Her husband says, she gives birth. Husband says, I'm not the father. This kid's a mamzer. Okay, the kid's a mamzer. He's not paying tuition. He's not paying child support. He's not the father. The kid's going to be considered a mamzer. A few years later, he does better in business. He says, you know what? Really, it is my son. I am the father. I'm willing to pay child support. I have the money. I could pay his tuition or her tuition. But also, my child's not a mamzer. It's my child. It's not a mamzer. Will we believe him? Could he change his tune in the other direction? From the assumption that the kid was a mamzer to now say that the kid is not a mamzer? Says the Rosh Ramah, Ha'al she'omer al b'no shu mamzer v'chazah achach v'nasna masal dvarav, and gave an explanation that, you know, I only said it because I couldn't afford it. L'mad diber b'tchila b'kach ne'eman. If you have a good excuse why you called your kid a mamzer, that you couldn't afford tuitions, for example, but now that you could afford tuitions, you renege and you re-certify that your kid is kosher, you'll be believed. Incredible. What do you have here? You have a case where a kid is assumed to be a mamzer from the day he's born. 5 years later, the dad wakes up and says, I was joking. I was having some financial difficulties. Really, he is my son, and he's not a mamzer. Incredible kula of the Rama. Okay. One last point. Maybe we'll stop here. Ubez Hashem, next week we are going to be talking about an interesting case where I'm going to tell you one line now so we'll be ready for it for next week. Let's talk about Pidyon HaBen. Forget Mamzerim, put Mamzerim aside. Let's talk about Pidyon HaBen. If the mother... Let me talk about myself. I have a Bechor. You all know my son, my eldest son, my 16-year-old Menachem. He's a Bechor. Ben Bechor. I'm Yisrael. However, my wife is a Bas Kohen. My father-in-law is a Kohen. So since my wife is a Bas Kohen, our first child did not get a Pidyon HaBen. That's the halach. If either the mother or the father is a from Kohen, Levi, Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, so the kid doesn't get a Pidyon HaBen. There's one exception. Does anyone know a situation where a Bas Kohen who has a Bechor will give her son a Pidyon HaBen? Does anyone know a situation where a Bas Kohen does have to give her son a Pidyon HaBen? So it's halacha I wasn't really familiar with until this Trumas Hadash, which we'll see next week. If a Bas Kohen marries a, let me phrase that, lives with a Gentile. A Bas Kohen who marries a Gentile, by living with that Gentile, she becomes Nifselis Min HaKuhuna. And since she becomes Nifselis Min HaKuhuna, she loses her special status as being a Bas Kohen, her elevated status. And she's, you know, shot down to, you know, plebeian status. And she's like a regular Bas Yisrael now. And if she has her first child from this Gentile, it's her firstborn. And this baby will need a Pidyon HaBen, right? The baby of a Jewish mother and a Gentile father is a Jewish child, born to a, right? He's the first one to be Pota Rechem of his mother, so he needs a Pidyon HaBen. Even if the mother is a Bas Kohen, the child will still need a Pidyon HaBen. What we're going to talk about next week is where a Bas Kohen is going to claim that my son is from a Jew, and the Jew says, no, your son is from a Gentile. Will the child need a Pidyon HaBen or not? Be'ez Hashem, we'll see that next week. So for now, we'll stop.